Bonus episode featuring Matt Walsh, Seth Morris, and Brian Husky. Case closed.
Michael, welcome to Improv for Humans. Let's set it up. What comment was made by my wife, Danielle Schneider, which you were upset by? About
well, I believe she said something about the fact that the men who do the antique cars would be so focused on the cars that they would ignore their wives and families. Something to that effect is what I remember.
Okay.
Controversial. You sound really angry.
Not intentionally.
Okay. Well, let's first find out about how many antique cars do you own? One or more?
My family has one working Model T Ford and a Buick that is in need of a little repair.
Wow, Model T.
Now, yeah. Is the Buick not being repaired because your father's been spending time with the family? Or
No, it's more of a antique cars are expensive to repair, and finding the right parts is sometimes difficult. They're just not, they just don't have the parts right now.
Now, when you say your family, do you mean your wife and your children, or do you mean your father and your parents?
My parents, my mom and my dad.
Okay. Do you live in the same town with them?
Yes.
Okay. You guys all live in Sacramento. You don't live in the same house?
Yes, we do. I am currently living with my parents, yes.
And your wife?
I am not married.
Oh.
No, I myself am not, I'm not married. It's more that my parents are the people that I was defending. My parents have been married for 43 years and have been involved with antique cars before I was born.
Okay, I get it now. Okay, and so the big question here, and I think most of us have a stereotype in our mind that working on cars and collecting cars is a male thing. But you're saying your mom is equally into it as your dad, so therefore she does not get ignored because of the hobby. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there are things in the hobby. There are several women that I have known through my life, including including a woman who's currently in a car club that my parents are part of, that there are women who own cars that their husbands might not be interested in the cars themselves, but the women, you know, get the cars running and they drive the cars.
Really?
It's not a lot. There's only been a few, but there are women that love the antique car hobby for the cars, and there is a very strong group of women in the hobby that, you know, maybe while their husbands are working on the cars, they're getting clothes.
See, that's
their
what
antique
I would think.
Clothes and restoring they're, the antique clothes and wearing them.
They're getting driving goggles and the
accessories. Let me ask, was your father, when they got together, was your father already into antique cars and then your mother sort of joined in to the interest, or did they start it together?
I don't actually know. I believe that they started it together, because I know my dad always liked cars and always been interested in cars, and there are, but no, they didn't have, he didn't have any antique cars before they were married, so yeah, I think they started the hobby together.
Have they had sex in the Model T car is what my listeners want to know. To the best of your knowledge.
Not to my knowledge. I don't believe
them?
that myself or my sister were conceived in the antique cars, no.
If you yelled really loud right now, would they hear you to ask that question?
No, they wouldn't, because I'm not currently at home. I'm visiting some friends in college. So okay. For them to hear me across five or six counties would be quite the ill.
Okay, I'm a fool.
Are they swingers? Are your parents swingers?
No, my parents are
you
not.
You mean
swingers.
From the 20s?
Okay.
Like the Model T
swing dances.
No. It's it's pre-16 model, or pre-16 cars, before 1916.
Does your father have a mustache?
Yeah, like a Raleigh fingers.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Handlebar?
Okay.
No, not handlebar.
But kind of a serious stash.
Does he have
right?
a driving hat? Or
he does wear a driving hat. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now my question is: are you into cars, or do you know how to fix cars? Because right. my dad is way more manly than I am and can fix things, and I'm not that.
We
at
believe
all.
You. Just like we believe Brian.
I am not into the cars myself. No, and I do not know much about car repair. No.
Oh, I thought you were implying that you used to go to these shows and you were kind of into the scene.
Though I grew up around the cars, and though I do sometimes tag along on the antique car tours, it's always more been, you know, like, well, you know, what can the kids do now? You know, it's parents going on a week-long trip, they're not going to leave their kids at home. So
now, a lot of time these guys are hired to drive their cars in a period piece movie. Like The Babe or something that I was an extra on. They had a lot of guys. They'll bring their own cars in there and drive it. Has he ever done something like that? Been in a movie with a car?
Our cars were used in a Kaiser Permanente video about heart health.
Okay.
But people that we know have had cars in movies. Yeah, we know... kind of peripherally, the people who provided the car for Titanic, and a couple of the cars for...
It was dumb to have cars on that ship, by the way. There's no place for a car.
Well, we know the people who owned that car, and we knew people who had... I think it was a Jeff Bridges movie...
Tucker,
yeah. We know people who provided cars for that movie, too.
Have you dated anyone in the car scene?
No, I haven't.
Are you currently dating anyone?
No, I am not.
Can I ask, go back a little bit? Did your parents okay. make you and your sister dress up in old-timey stuff and go to car shows? And how did you feel?
It was more that we would dress up for the antique car tours themselves. But yes, there are pictures of myself dressed in... 1914 era clothing.
Knickers.
Were you guys into it, or were you like, oh, I gotta do this?
We were little kids, and it was kind of like, yeah, no, everybody, oh, you know, everyone on this tour is dressing up.
What is a tour?
Yeah, what is a tour? What does that mean?
A tour is you go to, generally, there's like a hotel that everybody stays at. You park the trailers there, park the cars, the antique cars there. In the morning, you get up. Everybody is given a route to drive, and you drive around the countryside and look at the countryside. Just drive around and spend time with the family, really. It's just you drive around and drive in the antique cars.
Have you seen the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yes.
Okay.
Could that happen?
No, that is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is an inaccurate portrayal of cars.
I had a question. If I had to like commercial, if I had to profile somebody who's into antique cars, like what do you think they look like? If I was at a mall and I had to profile somebody, what is that? What's a typical?
The mustache seems to be a good indicator.
I'm just curious. What is that guy? Oh boy, that's
how about like rounded spec glasses?
I do agree with the mustache. The mustache does seem to be
prominent.
A very common thread between
middle-aged white male.
I think it depends on what kind of cars they collect. Because on some shows that I've worked on, guys that have like old like 50s Thunderbirds have giant beer bellies and sideburns.
Yeah, that's a different era.
Yeah.
What about spec glasses, like those kind of gold-rimmed, kind of rounded specs? Does your dad have that?
No, he doesn't. No, it's the I don't know if there is a stereotype that could be filled for the
fair enough
typical antique car owner. It's
racist.
No, not racist.
Oh well, I don't know. It would go with the era.
I think my wife's point, Danielle's point that I don't necessarily agree with, because it came out of talking about when an entire stadium, like at the Miami Heat, everybody in the stadium dresses in red, or you know what I'm talking about? Like everybody dresses one way, and that led into her going, I don't like that because it seems like they're trying too hard. And she said they're trying too hard, like people with antique cars. I think she meant more like not necessarily antique cars, but those... What are those cars that they're not antiques, but it's like somewhere in between an antique and a Thunderbird. It's like when they have the engine exposed.
Oh, yeah.
And it has big exhaust pipes.
Classic cars. Customized.
Oh, it, like customized. There's like almost a word for it.
I think I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But that is Ralph's and or the Big Boy in Burbank, that place.
Right.
Yeah, that's like more a weekend of a 50s cruise, thing.
Yeah.
But I guess she means they're trying too hard, and my response to that is, well, that's a hobby. It's not trying hard. They're having fun doing that.
Yeah, because they don't really drive those around to go to the store. Like, they
right.
break them out to go on these for shows or tours or whatever.
And I think she's more responding to driving down the 101 and like some bright yellow with flames on it kind of car pulls up, and it just looks like an asshole's driving it.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's saying, no, it's a family thing, and mm-hmm. it's quite nice.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, for the antique cars, I can say that is a family thing. We had, I know there were several families when I was growing up, and several of them, the kids did pick up the hobby. I know a couple people that are kind of second or third generation hobbyists that they themselves, like I know a kid who, when he was in high school, his senior project was building a antique style car. Like, he wasn't restoring a car, but mm-hmm. he was building basically a little hot rod speedster that he could drive around.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. That's the word I was thinking of, hot rod.
Hot rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
so do you think there's something, a difference between that kind of personality and your dad's kind of personality? Because is he showing off and trying to get chicks with his car, basically?
I think that you kind of hit it. The hot rods drivers seem to be a little more flashy, but then again, this is coming from a person who, you know, at the age of 12 was riding around in the back of an antique car wearing a vest and a little newsboy cap.
Do you consider a Prius a hot rod? Yeah.
Michael, you are 38 years old.
I'm not.
How old are you?
He's 23. Oh,
he's visiting 25? Friends at college.
No way. No, he knows Chi Chi Bang Bang. He has to be in the 30s.
32.
No. What are you?
33.
Ooh. 33. Oh,
nice.
Well,
this is your Jesus year. Don't die and everything's going to be fine.
John Belushi year.
Yeah.
Chris Farley.
Yep. All right, Chris Farley. I mean, Michael and Nino, thanks for being on the show. I think you stated your case. We wanted to get you on with Danielle. The technology did not work out, but she, I'm sure on some level, would apologize and say that she spoke in too big a generalization, and there are some cool
people.
Put
her back in that binder, dude.
Antique cars. Put her back in the binder. All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
We're going to do some improv on this now.
Thank you.
Anyone? Has anyone seen my knickers? Anyone?
It's for the last time, I have not seen your knickers, okay?
All right. Well, where's your outfit?
I'm not going.
Put on the suspenders.
I am not going.
Daniel, you put on the suspenders and we're going to go.
Me and my friends are going to eat sunflower seeds at 7-Eleven today.
Dad, I don't want to dress like a slave this time. Can't I just dress up?
All right.
I want to be a master or something.
No.
I don't like this time period.
No. We drew straws, okay, and we agreed that I am the
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Got to be the slave every time.
Well, and until I can move up in the Torah rotation, okay, we are set at this level,
Bethany just doesn't want to be a slave anymore because she now is dating a black guy.
That's true. He's offended by this.
Well, maybe if he came out and he saw what this was all about, you know, that we ride around in these carriages that are pulled by horses and we pretend like we're on a southern plantation, he would see that it's just good, clean, historical fun.
I'm not putting on blackface.
Just put $20.
I will deal with you in just a second.
I need money for sunflower seeds.
Okay, I will give you $20 equivalent to that time period, all right?
That's like a nickel.
Yeah, here's a nice shiny nickel for you, son. Enjoy.
Still not going to go.
Can I get some support here?
Dad, if you guys...
Mary Ann, can I get some support here?
I will never participate in this. I will never participate in this.
God darn it.
Your vest is out by your homemade cotton gin in the shed.
All right. Well, why is it out
there? Doesn't even work.
It doesn't even work. Because I'm embarrassed and our daughter doesn't speak to us anymore because she is dating an African-American boy. And she finds it offensive that her father is obsessed with recreating a very embarrassing moment in our nation's history.
It wasn't
history,
embarrassing.
Honey.
And like, can we refer to him as a Negro? Can we just
no,
do
that's
that?
That's not the term anymore.
That is the term for this week only. Can I just have 1 week when we go to a plantation and I am king of the...
All those families and all those picnics we go to when we're on tour, they're creepy.
No, they're not.
They're little. They're dull people, and they're a little creepy.
No, they're not. They're
you
not
let
creepy.
That man lash my back with a bullwhip.
Well, I did. I asked him. I was like, now, is this a real whip? Or is this one of the approved tour whips? And
it doesn't matter if it's actually authentic or not.
They don't
it
let
hurts.
Women speak until they're addressed at these functions.
And that is...
What about slave women?
Well, even worse.
What about even worse? What about hanging out with my friends?
Daniel, your friends are... I'm going to say it. They're a bunch of secessionists, okay? You know? They want to set these people free, and they want to change this country. And
call my last boyfriend a carpetbagger, he broke up with me.
Yeah, he did. Well, if he had looked it up on the internet, he would have found out what the term meant. I mean, those guys came. They were smart.
He thought
they
he was
by
calling
the
your
wits.
Boyfriend a lesbian.
No, that's it means something different now, Dad. How am I supposed to explain these lash marks to my teacher? They're going to ask again.
Just say, I mean, it goes towards it, like history class credit, doesn't it? That you did.
You
some...
want me to tell the truth that I got
forcing
my...
our children yes! to sing Negro spirituals in a field is not my idea of a vacation.
Well, maybe we just have a different idea of a vacation.
That's why I'm not participating.
Can't we
in this
get
anymore?
To the part? Where the slaves are free
yes,
and the war's over.
Oh, yes. Yeah, let's
we can still get with horses.
The buggy still existed.
Yeah,
we can still
right.
have picnics.
It's about the buggy, right?
We
That's
can
how
still
it
wear the same clothing.
Here, I will break it down for you one more time. Once a year, we have 1 week where we go back in time, and we live during one of the greatest eras in this nation's history.
No.
Now, that accounts for 1 week of that time in history. We have to go chronologically through each week leading
I'm putting
up
on my headphones.
No, do not put on those things. Don't
see,
Rusty, you know, put those.
You've driven
I'm
him.
Just making him angry, Seth, and he's going to whip
rock
me.
Roll,
do not
roll.
Take those. Take those demon speakers
what?
Off your head. Take those.
What?
Take them off.
What?
I'm going to. All right. I hate to do this. You're not a slave, but now you're a slave. Give me those. Give me the headphones.
Hey.
Stop. Oh. Honey.
Whip
oh, my God.
Honey, he deserves it.
That doesn't even house. Those earbuds aren't doing anything.
I can't get a good angle on these things.
You know what? You're so weak. You're such a little sniveler. You couldn't even been a slave master back in the day. They would have risen up.
No,
they would have pulled
no.
a Django Unchained on
respect
your ass.
Respect your father.
Really?
Son.
Yes.
What?
I would have
respect
been.
Your father.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you.
In some world, he could
They would
have
established an underground railroad.
Well, your father would have been
armed. Slavery.
Yeah. Your father would have been armed at all times.
And that's something I want to bring up at this next meeting. Why can't we have the time period appropriate armaments and guns that they had during that time? I mean, why is that so unsafe? Why can't we have
Honey,
those in these family functions?
Yeah, you can't. You don't even know when your daughter sneaks out of her window to go be with her boyfriend.
Shut
How
up.
Could you
what?
Be a
Honey, why can't we what? Just use the 3 week vacation we won on Family Feud?
Because. Yeah, when are we going
to...
We were
Let's
so lucky that they asked all Civil War questions.
Yeah, I know. That was... And you know
Let's
what?
Let's just use that vacation.
Fine.
Really?
Yes, fine.
And you'll leave
go?
All your slavery?
But no.
We're not going to act like...
This family is about compromise and respecting one another. So we are going to go to Russia.
No, if we...
Russia.
If we If we
had a 3 week vacation,
we went a 3 week vacation.
We go to St. Petersburg and Moscow and the Baltic Sea.
Yeah, now is not a good time.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
there's a lot of history there. It's wonderful.
History is happening right now. Pussy riot, pussy riot, pussy riot, pussy riot.
Do not.
Pussy riot.
Yeah.
That's my favorite new band, Dad.
Me too.
Okay, I am.
You like them too?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Pussy Riot song?
That political one?
They're all political.
I know, you idiot. If I didn't like them, why would it be drawn in my Converse?
Okay, guys. We just made an agreement where we're going to go to Russia, okay?
Yes.
But we are also going to go on the tour.
No.
Okay, yes. Now,
I'm saying instead of the tour, honey.
Why can't we do what I want to do as a family? Go to 7-Eleven and eat sunflower seeds.
He only likes to recreate. You got to think of some time in history when people ate sunflower seeds and listened to metal from the 80s.
Or if you can come up with a time-appropriate equivalent for the 7-Eleven.
Fine. We'll go down to the general store and eat penny candy.
Well, that sounds fine to me, son.
Yeah, maybe I could be Rosa Parks instead of being a slave, and I can refuse to
You'll always move. Be a slave.
I'll be Whoopi Goldberg.
What?
Are you saying Whoopi Goldberg is like Rosa Parks?
Well,
or
you guys
a slave?
Are jumping all over the eras.
Yeah,
here.
Rosa Parks. Is
Rosa Parks
forward
is like,
in time. Whoopi Goldberg's very.
I'm not
forward
talking
in
about
time.
Doing a time Ooh. Mashup.
Then, if we're going to go forward in time, then I'm going to be the first black president of the galaxy.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
This will be Storm fun. From X-Men.
Okay. Now we're on to
this
something.
This will be fun.
Then I'm going to be the leader of the master race where any.
No, there isn't one in the future.
No,
we're decided.
Totally.
We're all coffee
equal.
Cream colored.
Yes.
We're all cream colored.
Everyone's the same color.
We're just a beige race. Just like kind of.
Yes.
That's what the future is. Yeah.
A nice, subtle tan race.
Yes.
Does that
We've
mean,
been intermingled well,
everybody
so
looks like
often.
Joe Coy.
So.
Who's that? Who's Joe Coy?
He's a really fun. You ever watch Chelsea lately? God, why don't you guys ever do what I want to do?
Because I'm always listening to your father ramble on about.
If you were
the
good
Civil
parents,
War.
You would keep him from watching Chelsea lately all times of night.
Is that a bad show? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't.
No, it's fun.
I don't acknowledge
They're
the television
mean
is
to
real.
Celebrities.
Well,
that is rude.
They treat celebrities true? Like slaves.
Oh, well, I don't know. That sounds like maybe they're examining our nation's history in a very interesting fashion. Okay?
Why don't you just shut up, go sneak out, and bang the lacrosse
Okay, door. All right. The only way that we can solve this is to have a slave-on-slave fight for dominance, okay? So your sister and you are going to go out in the field, okay?
Just call it a yard. It's
no,
a yard.
You're going to go out in the field. It's a yard. We're going to sit on the porch with our mint juleps, sweetheart, if you could just get some lemonade and put some, like...
The picnic basket's already
just,
packed.
Well, just, can you get... Why is everything a struggle? Do we have to go back to that therapist?
Come on, humans. Right now, take a moment and recommend improv for humans to a friend with an email, a tweet, your blog, or a blowjob. Music by Dragoon. This has been Matt Besser's Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.